"It's for you," he says, and hands me the phone.
"Bob."
My free hand starts to shake because I really don't need to hear this, even though part of me wants to.
"Yes?"
"It's me, Bob. How are you? I heard the news."
"I feel like shit," I hear myself saying, even though a small corner of my mind is screaming at me. I close my eyes to shut out the real world.
"It was horrible. How did you hear?"
"Word gets around."
She's being disingenuous, of course. Mary has more tentacles than a squid, and they're all plugged into the laundry grapevine.
"Look, are you okay? Is there anything you need?"
I open my eyes. Brains is staring at me blankly, pessimistically. "I'm getting as drunk as possible," I say. "Then I plan to sleep for a week."
"Oh,"
she says in a small voice, sounding about as cute and appealing as she ever did.
"You're in a bad state. May I come round?"
"Yes." In an abstract sort of way, I notice Brains choking on his drain fluid. "The more the merrier," I say, hollow-voiced. "Party on."
"Party on,"
she echoes and hangs up. Brains glares at me.
"Have you taken leave of your senses?"
he demands.
"Very probably."
I toss back what's left in my cup and reach for the bottle.
"That woman's a psychopath."
So I keep telling myself. But after the tearful reconciliation, hot, passionate bunny fucks on the bedroom floor, screaming, pentacle-throwing tantrum, and final walkout number 4, at least she'll give me something concrete and personal to feel really depressed about, instead of this gotta-save-em-all shit I'm kicking my own ass over.
"Just keep her out of the cellar this time."
He stands up unsteadily.
"Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some omelets to nuke."